following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
In the USA, we love road trips. But when you hit the open road to see the world's largest ball of yarn...
That's a lot of yarn!
Yep.
Visit Beecher's Bear Ranch in Brogdon, North Carolina.
Bear! Oh my.
Or the exciting town of Boring, Oregon.
Nah.
Your car goes too. Protect your engine with Mobil Super Motor Oil. Its unique formulation helps prevent engine wear and sludge and extend engine life. Take care of the engine that takes care of you. Mobil Super for long engine life. Visit mobilsuper.us for more details.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and Mike Will along with you. It is Big Ten Media Days week. We will be in Chicago Thursday and Friday. Wednesday, our Husker Roundtable. Tomorrow, Tom Mulhern is going to join us to talk Wisconsin football. And we were scheduled to talk Iowa football today. With everything that's going on with Penn State, everyone is just swamped today, and that is understandable. People take their vacations this time of the year when you're in the media, and usually when you come back to whatever your respective media days is, then you're pretty much on the beat because then you're into fall practice, and we may or may not talk some Iowa football today. But we will try to get the rest of the sports, and we will hear some comments. You have heard from Mark Emmert. We will have more today. The Big Ten also had a conference call at 10 o'clock this morning with Commissioner Delaney and also with Sally Mason. She is the president of Iowa, but she has been kind of on board with all of this Penn State investigations, and we'll hear from her as well. But Mike Will joins us. And, folks, we throw it to you. Depending on how much you want to talk about this, it's our poll question. It is the topic of the day. Sports-wise, it is really a landmark. It is something that will be remembered and go down in the annals for years to come. 888-455-ESPN, if you would like to join in. 888-455-3776, and we always appreciate your emails. The Dent Popper inbox address is Doug and Daddy. You spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And I guess the first question out there, Mike, are the penalties what you expected, too harsh or too lenient? Some people are comparing it to the death penalty, saying this might even be worse because it could, you know, 2 years, say you give them the death penalty for 2 years, at least in 2 years when the kids come in, you know where you're going to be. Right now, you've got 4 years of limited scholarships, and most people say it's going to be at least a decade before Penn State's even a 500, could be a 500 football team again. Your thoughts on the penalties that came down this morning?
As we talked last week, I thought we would see four of the five penalties in some form or another last week when we talked about this. The one I did not see coming, and now after I sit back and think about the situation, I think, yeah, that's probably applicable. That was the vacating the wins from 1998 to 2011. I didn't think of that last week, but as I sit back, yeah, that's probably right in there with the rest of them. Basically, five punishments handed down by the NCAA today. A $60 million fine, a four-year bowl ban, The scholarship reduction, 25 to 15 per year for 4 years. They're vacating wins from 1998 to 2011. They get put on 5 years probation. That means 112 wins can be wiped off of Joe Pa's coaching career mark. So he kind of slips below Bobby Bowden in the all-time list. But I thought 4 of the 5 would be something that we would see. If we did not see the death penalty, I thought 4 of the 5 would be there. The fifth one I did not see coming was the vacating of the wins.
I'm waiting to hear sometime today. I would expect we'll see a statement from Bobby Bowden about his friend Joe Paterno and where he now sits. But I don't see the good of taking away the wins. I don't understand that. I mean, I understand that being part of the penalty. This is, we've talked about this since last November, and the whole time on this Doug and Daddy show, I feel that I have been in the minority and almost kind of a supporter of those that have done no wrong at Penn State. And in everybody's statement this morning, they tried to come up with the reasons why, you know, we're not going as harsh as we could because there are so many people associated with the university now that are there that have nothing to do with this in the past. One of the big things that come out in this is that they will allow football players to transfer immediately if they want to. And as a lot of people said, you know, who's going to take advantage of that? That's an upperclassman when you have just 6 weeks until these schools are kicking off. I mean, you would have to pack your bags up and be at a new institution by next week when practice starts and hope that you can learn the system and be so good that you could take it over. And I know Penn State's got some of those guys. Or you can just stay at Penn State, elect not to play football, and your scholarship will also be honored. But the number one thing, the money, you know what, I guess that is what it is. Penn State can overcome that. But the worst part of the whole deal is the taking of the scholarships, and there's just no way to overcome that. They're going to be trying to convince kids to come play football at Penn State when they have so many better options.
Well, as Colin Cowherd was talking about earlier, really, it goes down to the depth. You're not going to have the second and third teamers that can play at this level anymore. They're going to have to hope for some walk-ons to join the program to just even fill out a football team for the next 4 years. It's going to be, you said decades. It might be decades plural before we see Penn State back up to a respectable level, don't you think?
Yeah, and I guess this is where I have the hardest. This is, you know, nobody out there that we would talk to. We could bring Joe Shad, who covers college football as much as anybody, or Chris Fowler, and there's 10 of those guys across the country at least. Everybody, from you and me to them, it's our opinion. It's not right. It's not wrong. It's just our opinion. And I guess this is where I just, it's tugging at me because you see the reaction of the students at Penn State this morning that are listening and watching all of this come down and how it's affecting their lives. And you just go, I don't get the benefit. I don't see how anybody benefits by yanking scholarships away from kids that could go to Penn State to their outstanding academic program and be a student athlete. I don't see any benefit. And this is where the callers and the emailers, I am more than, well, I want to see what I'm missing there. I don't see any benefit to a couple of these sanctions. Mike, maybe you've got what a benefit would be to be yanking these scholarships to make Penn State football terrible.
But if it's not this, Doug, what is it? You know, if it's not going to be the death penalty, we talked about possible penalties last week on the show. If it's not scholarships and a fine and a bowl ban, they didn't bring up the TV appearances, but I assume that was brought up during the discussions. If it's not that, what is it? What is the right penalty?
That's, again, I'm torn to where the NCAA authority over this is, and I don't have the answer. You know, we can yap a lot about this on this show. I've got my opinion. I think this is too harsh of a penalty. And again, I know I'm in the minority here.
I want to hear what the other people think, especially here in Husker territory. What's it going to do to the Big Ten now? We're going to have another a new cellar dweller in the Big Ten. We talked about Indiana last Friday and how bad they are. How bad is Penn State going to be coming up?
Well, they're going to be doing is treading water, and let's see how good they can tread water. Stan fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. He goes, "Hey guys, did the NCAA just give Wisconsin a berth in the Big Ten title game? How can the Big Ten Conference have a title game when one division has two schools ineligible for the game?" I mean, Stan, that's a good point. And I know that Nebraska fan, for the most part, is going to look at this from a football point of view because that's how it affects Nebraska. It affects them from a football point of view. Some of the monies that were to go to Penn State will be distributed to organizations to help abuse victims, and they will be without some of those monies. And, yes, Jim Delaney on the show or on the conference call today said they're not planning at this time to change up divisions. I think they're aware that Ohio State will be off probation next year and then Penn State will be off. It's just, I don't know. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line here. John and Carney is standing by. John, what's on your mind?
Well, the whole deal with Penn State is that the football program was used to cover up the whole sex scandal. So it doesn't make any difference if those players are at Penn State. I know you're punishing them, but they are part of the Penn State football program. It doesn't make any difference. I know, and I agree where you're coming from, that it's penalizing those players that had nothing to do with it. But the football program covered up this whole thing in order not to put a black guy on the program.
That's a good point, John. That's what I want. I want a little discussion. I want some points being made out there, and that's a valid point. Thanks, John. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, Mike, you know, I it's not just in sports, but in the world in general. And this, again, you can't compare because this is so grotesque what one person did. But there are so many other things in life I look at and go, wow, that was horrible, and their penalty was nothing. You know, this, we had a president that lied to the country and lied to Congress, and what happened there? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is such a broad topic that I wonder how one man's action, which then trickles down to four or five more, going to affect, I say, a million people with Penn State.
Are we going to see like criminal-type charges brought against the four administrators in this thing, or what? One of those is Graham Spanier, he's got connections to the Nebraska team.
Yeah, he was our former head
chancellor.
Chancellor,
or whatever he was.
I think that there will be charges. Now, I think it's going to be tougher for those charges to stick, to be major. I mean, let's face it, there is one criminal here. And that's Jerry Sandusky.
And he's behind bars already, so.
And he is not long for this world. Let's stay on the Bruce Furniture fan line. We've got Lane and Minden. Lane, your comments.
Yes, just a quick one. Looking at this, every coach, and you've probably heard it too, Doug, where you go in and they talk to the kids that's playing or the new ones coming in to play, no matter what sport it is, they say, whatever you do, and remember, whatever you do on and off the field will affect the whole team, and it can affect the whole team. And I think this is a situation which, just along those lines, that every coach that says that has something now to say, hey, now look at Penn State. What happens whether you're a coach or whether you're a player or all the team, whether you're administration or whatever, we're still the same team. So whatever they do can affect the team and for the future. So remember that, what you do. And I think that's kind of what the penalty come down. I kind of think maybe they could have backed off a little bit in some of those areas, but that's their decision.
Hey, Lane, thanks for the call. We sure appreciate it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us on the program today as we discuss what's going on with Penn State and what else is going on in the world of sports, which we will touch on. But as we said, your comments, your thoughts on Penn State University. Let's stay with Doug in Kearney on the Bruce Furniture fan line. Doug, your thoughts.
Hey, I think this all falls back to, this is just a payback of getting back that terrible call back in 1982. What do you think of that?
I think that's crazy.
I'm just kidding.
I
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I think it's it's actually a little stiff. I mean, I think everything is, you know, the money's great. It'll go to the where it needs to go to take care of that, hopefully take care of some of that problem. And I think that'd be enough of a deterrent to all the universities. I don't know about the scholarships. That's going to kill them.
Well, it's just a bad situation. And, Doug, hey, I appreciate the call. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're glad to have you. Mike, a couple interesting points there, I guess, from our callers.
Yeah, I'd like to know when people call in, if you don't think these penalties are too stiff, what do you think the right penalties are? You know, we'll throw it back in your court again as we discuss this thing most of the day today. If these penalties are too harsh, what do you think is right? Was the death penalty warranted in this thing, or these penalties should have been maybe sliced in half, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, love to hear from you folks. 888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, I think.
Yeah, as I prepare for our little trip to Chicago, I was wondering last night, are we going to talk about anything else on Thursday other than this Penn State stuff? If it is, you know, if we're going to sit down here and talk about Penn State all the time, we might as well stay home.
Well, I agree, and I wonder if Penn State will change their course of action about coach and players coming. I'm sure that they would be fine, but what the hell's it matter now? You know, they
don't want to discuss it. They don't want to discuss it when they get down there, but they're going to have to.
Well,
they're
going
to be before the national media. They're going to be pounded.
Oh.
They're going to be pounded all week.
And here's what I hope. We're in the media. Let's not ask the same question a million times. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line here. We've got more folks standing by. Troy and Hastings. What's up, Troy?
Well, I just guess that the penalties didn't surprise me that much. I feel real bad, of course, for, first of all, the innocent kids that were involved, and the alum from the school, and of course, the innocent athletes. But they had to make an example of Penn State. They couldn't allow any chance for the rest of the nation to feel like they went easy on them.
Well, and Mike, Troy, hang on the line just a sec here. Mike, that's my next thought when I'm watching all of this in the couple of hours that of coverage, first from the president, Mark Emmert, and then the Big Ten. Are they stepping a little too hard because they are trying to make an example? I mean, they are making an example of a program that's been clean in the past.
Yeah, I think so. I'd hop on that bandwagon. I think they're trying to set an example.
I don't believe that they're stepping too hard. I believe they're right in line, and I think it may be on a larger scope an effort to clean up college athletics a little bit, because all the various programs that have been showing signs of illegal activity in one form or another, I think they're coming out real strong and saying it's not just this case, but we're going to start acting real strongly on all cases.
Troy, I appreciate the call on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much. And, Mike, unfortunately, in the day and age we live in, I don't think that this is going to change anything at any of the 120-plus football institutions, because if it's already happened, it's still going to be hush-hush. They may watch their P's and Q's a little bit better. It may be easier to come out about if something egregious or even along these lines happens again. It would be easier to come out and say, hey, this ain't right.
Penn State's going to be made an example of for years to come. You know, when people have these allegations and things, they'll say, well, just like Penn State. It'll be in the back of the people's minds.
Doug Duda, Mike Will on the Doug and Daddy Show. I think they're burying Penn State to make an example here, and not that they shouldn't be putting some penalties on Penn State. There's no doubt. Kerry in Grand Island is standing by on the Bruce Furniture fan line. Kerry, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the whole reason for the severity of the penalties is to make them start the program over again. I think the idea that they, I think the perception is that Penn State, I think it's even worse when you were perceived as a clean program and then people find out you've really, hit some horrible goings on. I think probably made the penalties worse than they would have been. But I think the idea of the harshness is to make them start over, and probably the only way to do that, even more severe than the death penalty, is with money and scholarships.
Kerry, don't you think the program has started over, even before all these harsh penalties? As we said, they've cleaned house. There is nobody there anymore associated with that program. Hasn't Penn State on there? I mean, so many times they're talking about schools sanctioning themselves. Hasn't Penn State already started that process?
Well, no, I don't think so, because what is the program is the money. And it's like anything else. Any other tremendously successful college football programs at Division I level are the driving force of that school. And the money is what does the talking. Stop and think about this a second. If you are a parent of one of those individuals that was molested, and you found out that not only did someone observe it, but nobody stepped forward to protect your son, it puts it in a whole different light. And I think with the idea of anyone that it's more important to protect the image of the school than protect a helpless individual is, you know, really, it's a sickening thought if you think about it long enough. And the only way to combat that is take away a revenue source that was what they were protecting to start with. And the other thing is, I think it's the poison tree argument, that the fruit from the poison tree cannot bear more fruit. And I think that's what the NCAA was doing, is basically saying lip service and changing personnel is not enough. We've got to make you tear this down and start over.
Kerry, thanks so much for the comments and the call. We sure appreciate it. Have a good day. Kerry, yeah, in Grand Island with us. Mike,
I'm on board with a lot of the comments that people are making this morning. I don't know. Again, you say you're in the minority. I'm on board with a lot of the comments that people are making this morning.
And here's, again, you can't, I guess, again, I struggle with this, because there's no way that you can defend anything that had anything to do with Sandusky and these kids. Okay, I get that. And it seems like any time you try to stick up for Penn State, some people believe that you're sticking, you know, you don't respect and you don't pray for those kids that were tortured the way they were. But in a different, if you're going to bring that card into play, okay, then why does the NCAA have the, I mean, they're coming in and telling every football player on that program that's a junior or a senior that, I mean, they're taking their football away from them. Mike Mowdy, who came into Penn State, who's an All-American, I mean, they just took everything away from him. I mean, they're affecting his life. They're changing his life. And this is totally, I get the total difference of it, but you also have to say, what does one wrong equal screwing, I mean, messing up with somebody else's life? These kids' lives are going to be handled through the court system, and Sandusky's in jail, and everybody's gone from Penn State, and now you're going to affect a bunch of other lives by ruining their college careers.
I think I heard yesterday that most of these kids were like in second grade when all this was happening. That's how long ago it is, if you put it into a timeline. But I see your points. But again, I'm on board with a lot of the comments that people are making this morning. I just think based on what has happened and what we know, I think the sanctions are just about what I expected, I guess, with the exception of vacating the wins, like I told you earlier.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Love to hear from you guys. Bill and Deschler is hanging on the line. Bill, thanks so much for the call. Your thoughts?
Hey, I got a couple. I was just kind of worried maybe that the guys that did the worst thing overall, like Spanger, is going to hire this big high-dollar lawyer, and he'll get punished a lot less. You know, I want to know what you guys kind of thought about that. And I was wondering how many scholarships the Huskers have left, if one more would want to come down to the good life of Nebraska. Well, that's all I got, so I'll hang up and listen to you, buddy.
Thanks. Bill. Mike, I'll let you give your opinion on that. As far as the scholarship question, Nebraska has 12 oral commits for next year. That's where they're at right now, so that means I think if I talked to Sean Callahan, you'd be looking in the neighborhood of 13 to 15, 16 scholarships that you could possibly offer for the class of next year if one of those kids wanted to come in.
Like you said, nothing is going to happen, I don't think, for this year. And like you said at the top of the show, you're going to have to leave this week. You know, spring football practice is going to start here in not spring football practice, but fall practice is going to start here in a couple of weeks. You're going to have to leave this week if you're going to leave. I think I'll see. You'll see some of that, don't you? I think somebody will leave.
Oh, yeah. I think they'll leave. I mean, let's face it. If you were a hotshot freshman or a redshirt freshman from the last year and...
Oh, you couldn't pack your bags fast enough.
Yeah, you got nothing to stay there for.
No, because you're not going to go to a bowl for 4 years in your duration of school there. You're on 5 years probation. You ain't going to have anybody around you for 4 years. Why stay?
Let's go.
What incentive is there to stay playing football at Penn State right now?
Especially if you're not from the state of Pennsylvania, if that's not your home school, if you were recruited in there. Mr. Maverick says, what about non-revenue sports? They will struggle also at Penn State. Football funds the non-revenue sports, and Commissioner Delaney was asked about that this morning as well, but he says there will be no direct sanctions against any other sporting activities, but yeah, you know you're going to have the trickle-down effect. We're staying on the Bruce Furniture fan line here. Folks, you keep calling, you keep emailing. We're going to let you on. We're going to talk to you. Kyle in Kearney is standing by. Kyle, your thoughts.
Hey, guys. This whole Penn State thing's a pretty sad deal, but I think what people are not seeing is if a company cheats on taxes or whatever, there's a lot of collateral damage when the government goes after them. Kind of the same case here. There's a lot of people that weren't around when all this was going on, but there's going to be collateral damage. That's about all I got to say there.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, that's some of the questions as everyone gets over the shock and the commentary of how this will affect football. But comments have already been out there on some of the interviews, how it will affect the community. We talked about this when the death penalty thing came out, and just watching some of the outside the lines and hearing from the Penn State people, how it affect the businesses in State College and everything that has to do with going with a game day week and a home game day Saturday at State College and all the money that it will cost. You'll see businesses close because of this, I believe. I mean, they're still supposed to play football, but once once they become non-competitive, people quit going.
Yeah, like we said last week, people like winners. People like winners. You know, Penn State, are they gonna win a game? When is the next time they're gonna actually win a game?
Well, I don't know. And Penn State, here's a question that was not asked this morning, but Mark Emmert talked about it, Jim Delaney talked about it, that Penn State signed off on this. Well, they wasted no time signing off on this. I have to guess either you sign off on this or we're going to give you the death penalty. I mean, there had to be something because there are a couple articles here that a trustee had told one of ESPN's reporters that Penn State has hired a lawyer and a former member and chair of the NCAA Infractions Committee to be looking into this. Penn State signs off on it, but yet I find it hard that Penn State will just take this, you know, sitting down and just not say a word, although maybe that's the best thing for them. Don't drum up any more publicity for your university right now.
Well, was this in the works when all the free report came out and everything kind of surfaced? Was there some behind the scenes type negotiating to get to this point, to get to these five sanctions between the NCAA and Penn State? Normally, the NCAA doesn't react as quickly.
Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing they did, and they kind of commented a lot on that too, Mike. Is that they know a few of these investigations, USC with Reggie Bush, Ohio State with Tattoo Gate. There's a couple more out there that lingered on longer than they should have. So they tried to get this taken care of, and they put a lot of trust in the free report. We need to take a break, folks. We're going to hear from some of the parties involved. We're going to get to more of your emails, hopefully more of your phone calls. Love to hear from you. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I can't wait to get to the racetrack.
Big NASCAR fan, huh?
Oh, the biggest. In fact, I just bought a new set of tires because the salesman said they were the same brand NASCAR drivers use.
So you bought Goodyear tires?
I did.
Well, Goodyear is the official tire of NASCAR. They trust the superior handling of Goodyear tires.
Then yeah, they were definitely Goodyears.
Well, then you must have gotten an $80 Goodyear rebate. That's one good decision you've made. Can't say the same about the racing decals.
What? They're totally authentic.
Yes, but NASCAR drivers put them on the outside of their cars.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I think they liven up my dashboard.
No.
Either way, with Goodyear tires on my side, I'm a winner. Wave the spotted flag.
Checkered flag. Have you even seen a NASCAR race?
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing Incorporated. Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR.
You're in the herd.
My preseason college football top 10. We have kind of a different name for it.
Colin Cowherd's tenuous top 10, subject to change college football preseason rankings, not set in stone.
My number 10, Texas. Texas, to me, has the best defense in the conference. Number 9, South Carolina. Number 8, Florida State. Most underrated team easily in college football. Number 7, Virginia Tech. Now, I have Michigan at 6. More Brady Hoke, more of his system. They're getting comfortable. I have Oregon at number 5. I have number 4, LSU. They return, in my opinion, the most premier athletes in college football. Number 3, Alabama. By week 6, they may be the best team in the country. Number 2, USC. A four-year starter at quarterback, Mac Barkley. And my number 1 team in the country, Oklahoma. Outstanding at quarterback, outstanding at wide receiver. A lot of blowout wins.
Colin Cowherd.
A true authority in college football and a very good-looking man.
Weekday mornings at 9 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A heat advisory remains in effect for our area today as we'll see lots of sunshine with a high of around 103. South winds, meanwhile, stay at 10 to 20. We'll then stay with a clear sky tonight and a low at 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 90.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Good place to hang out for lunch, maybe your evening meal, or just for an ice cold beverage in the afternoon with your friends and family. The Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney, halfway hour Monday through Friday from 2 to 5:30, and you can watch your favorite sports or just catch the very latest what's going on in the world of the Penn State news. Hear all the comments from a variety of folks on their many HD TVs. There's not a bad seat in the house. And the Chicken Coop, I was there yesterday. They have a party room, of course, in Kearney and Grand Island, whether it's a birthday party, retirement party, family reunion. Talk to them about using that and taking care of everything food-wise, drink-wise. Just makes it easier. The Chicken Coop is there for you. And don't forget, in Kearney on Monday nights, their special bull fries and french fries, only $5.99. That's their Monday night special. The Chicken Coop, lunch specials every single day. They're open 7 days a week because you're hungry 7 days a week at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Let's hear from Dr. Edward Ray. He is the president of the committee that overlooks everything, the executive committee president. He's from Oregon State. And one of the topics that he addressed today, Mike, was some folks believing the NCAA didn't really have a leg to stand on here, an authority to penalize Penn State. And here's what he had to say about that today.
And callous disregard for the children. There is incredible interest in what will happen to Penn State football. But the fundamental story of this horrific chapter should focus on the innocent children and the powerful people who let them down. There's also been much speculation on whether or not the NCAA has the authority to impose any type of penalty related to Penn State. Not only does the NCAA have the authority to act in this case, we also have the responsibility to say that such egregious behavior is not only against our bylaws and constitution, but also against our value system and basic human decency.
And Mike, see, that's what I've been waiting to hear, what the NCAA, and I agree. I believe that they do have authority to penalize Penn State, but I just wanted to hear it from the NCAA under how they believe they have the authority to punish Penn State. I mean, it's like the high school kid who has to sign for us. It was a blue sheet. It says, you know, you won't do this, this, and this if you're going to be on the football team or on the basketball team, and you're not going to dishonor your school, and you're not going to dishonor your coach, and you're not going to, you know, there's all those rules that are on there, and that has to be part of what every institution is under with the NCAA.
I agree with that. I think the NCAA has authority to hand out these sanctions and do whatever they want. Is it the same on a smaller scale with high school teams and the NSAA? Is it the same thing? They have authority on the kind of what goes on and things like that on a much, much smaller scale. But am I drawing the right conclusion here?
Well, I just don't think we in Nebraska, I don't think we've ever had anything where you've actually had to have the NSAA go in and sanction schools. They've taken wins away. They've made you forfeit for ineligible players at a variety of different schools, but I really can't think of anything off the top of my head, and maybe since that's a little left field, I haven't really thought about that, but I can't think of any instance where they've really had to come in and go, you guys are on probation.
But they hand out old suspensions, don't they?
Yeah, they'll do that. Coaches need to go to their meetings, and kids need to get thrown out of games, or you have to set out a game. So,
like I said, it's on a much, much smaller scale. But NSAA has a kind of the same authority. Wouldn't they have if something like this happened on the high school level? Would they have the authority to do that?
I would imagine.
I bet they would.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. And, folks, the phone lines are open. If you wanted to make a comment right now, we've got a couple of open phone lines at 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Irish Ken says, I wonder what will happen to revenue sharing with Penn State since they will not be allowed to go to a bowl game. Seems to me they should not receive any. Ken, they will not receive any. According to the fine here from the Big Ten Council of Presidents and Chancellors, they will be ineligible for bowl games, and their money, estimated that they would get about $13 million, will be donated to established charitable organizations in Big Ten communities dedicated to the protection of children. And we'll hear that comment here from Sally Mason as part of her overall levying of the fines against Penn State here in just a moment. Ken also says the loss of scholarships may hurt Penn State. However, if you check out Southern Cal, I hear the 18 players they have recruited are the best in the country. Well, as far as, and I've heard comments about that, and thanks to Irish Ken, but it is different. USC, when Lane Kiffin came in there, stockpiled freshmen and sophomores knowing that he could redshirt them. And in 2 years, I mean, how many kids are going to play as true freshmen even at USC? They would be stacked and ready to go. It did not. They kind of fell into a spot there where maybe next year USC is going to be in a little bit of trouble. Because remember, the kids they got now were on the team with Coach Carroll when they're winning ball games and they're not on probation. Then they go on probation, and then that's where you have a little trouble there maybe for 2 years. So Lane Kiffin wins last year with the kids he had, and a lot of people think this is going to be a great class. Then maybe next year you got a problem, and then after that you hope that the kids you've recruited here the last 2 years, whether they be redshirt sophomores or straight-up junior, are going to be pretty darn good. And that's Penn State way more severe a penalty, Mike.
And I think in the period, 1 year shorter, too.
I think it's 4 versus 2.
Yeah, 4 versus 2. So actually a 2 years difference. So, yeah, he's stockpiling them. You might have a down year coming up for USC, but don't bet on it.
Sam also joins us on the email here. He goes, obstruction of justice is a crime. There are more than one criminals responsible. I have not read the findings of the investigation, but still find it hard to believe that anyone in their right mind would conspire to cover up this type of thing. Penn State is receiving the type of punishment that they rightfully deserve. This is a heart transplant, not the death penalty. Well, again, this is a different part of the discussion, Mike. Sam says, I can't believe anyone in their right mind would conspire to cover up this type of thing. Well, we know there's a couple people at Penn State that obviously weren't in their right mind. But this is where a lot of people are on board with the severe penalty because they believe that the football program was bigger than it should have been. And because of that, that's why it was covered up. We talked about this on the show last week. Can you imagine if Graham Spanier just came out of nowhere and said, by the way, We've had a pedophile on our campus for the last 30 years, and we have just found, it's been brought to my attention that people have known this for the last 15 years, and we are now going to make it right. We talked about how that university would be sued for every dime they have, and still a lot of this punishment would have come down on them.
You think so?
I think Graham Spanier was trying, and the powers that be were trying to prevent, yeah, there's a cover-up. They were trying to prevent losing millions and millions of dollars and hoping that Jerry Sandusky someday would just become ashes and that would be end of it.
Go away, sweep it underneath the carpet?
That's part of what I believe, and I think a lot of people think because that's why most of the country is on board. That's the correlation, at least, that I think I'm getting, is that people say, that's why this football program needs to be punished, is because people were covering it up.
And I agree with that.
To not hurt Penn State football, and I agree with it as well. Let's hear a couple of more comments here from Mark Emmert. Here is exactly what is happening to Penn State, your NCAA president.
The NCAA is imposing a fine of $60 million on the university, with the funds to be used to establish an endowment to support programs around the nation that serve the victims of child sexual abuse and seek to prevent such abuse from happening. This amount is the equivalent of 1 year's gross revenue of the football team. Second, Penn State football will be banned from bowl games and any other postseason play for 4 years. Third, Penn State's football team will have its initial scholarships reduced from 25 to 15 per year for a period of 4 years. In order to minimize the negative impact on student athletes, the NCAA will allow any entering or returning football student athletes to transfer and immediately compete at the transfer university, provided he is otherwise eligible. Further, any football student athlete who wants to remain at Penn State may retain his athletic grant and aid as long as he meets and maintains appropriate academic requirements, regardless of whether he competes on the football team. Fourth, the NCAA vacates all wins of the Penn State football team from 1998 to 2011, and the records will reflect these changes. Fifth, the university athletic program will serve a 5-year probationary period during which it must work with an academic integrity monitor of the association's choosing. And finally, the NCAA is reserving the right to initiate a formal investigation and disciplinary processes to impose sanctions as needed on individuals involved in this case after the conclusion of any criminal proceedings.
That's President Mark Emmert. When he announced all the sanctions that went on against Penn State. And then, Mike, he did address specifically, without being asked, why they didn't have the death penalty today, and here's what he had to say about that.
Let me address also the issue of the so-called death penalty. The executive committee, the Division I board, and I had extensive discussions about the appropriateness of imposing a suspension of football for 1 or more years. An argument can be made that the egregiousness of the behavior in this case is greater than any other seen in NCAA history, and that therefore a multi-year suspension is appropriate. After much debate, however, we concluded that the sanctions needed to reflect our goals of driving cultural change as much as apply punitive actions. Suspension of the football program would bring with it significant unintended harm to many who had nothing to do with this case. The sanctions we have crafted are more focused and impactful than that blanket penalty. Moreover, the actions already taken by the new chair of the board, Karen Peets, and the new president, Rodney Erickson, have demonstrated a strong desire and determination on the part of Penn State to take the steps necessary for the university to right these severe wrongs, and were appreciated by all of us.
And then that's where you can come back a little bit, Mike, and say, well, so even though the university was going in the right direction, the NCAA felt that it wasn't good enough.
Well, we go back to that conversation we had just a few minutes ago about making a statement for the rest of the NCAA schools. I think they did. I think they made a statement today with what they did with Penn State.
We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll still take your calls and your emails, but that's not all that's going on in the world of sports. We do want to talk about some of the good today. And speaking of the good, you know, when you drive by a field today and you can see that the crop is good, there's probably a T&L irrigation system sitting there. T&L has a wide range of operating controls available that'll match your pivot management requirements, and they're GPS ready with T&L's Precision Point Control 3. It sets up to 5 variable applications, real-time operating, and when you combine it with their continuous system movement, you get even water application and improve crop yields. You can learn more about the PPC3 and all the other T&L pivot control options by contacting your local T&L dealer located throughout the state of Nebraska, every state in the union, in 60 countries worldwide, or you can check them out online, TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com. T&L pivot systems are easier on you for a lifetime. We'll be back with more after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Ugh, crazy, right? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom, I'm one of them, for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they save hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. That's right. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. I did. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom.com and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter Colin, C-O-L-I-N, in the referral box at checkout for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan and available in most states.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A heat advisory remains in effect for our area today as we'll see lots of sunshine with a high of around 103. South winds, meanwhile, stay at 10 to 20. We'll then stay with a clear sky tonight, a low at 70. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 90.
Hey, show. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, what a big weekend it was with Cruise Night in Kearney, with the fair in Hastings. We got the Buffalo County Fair this weekend. Why not get the family or the friends or the crew to and fro in a new or pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, both located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Right now, a good selection of 2012 or 2013 Ram 1500s, Dodge Journeys, Dodge Grand Caravans, maybe a Chevy Silverado 1500 is in your future. Maybe how about a Cadillac CTS or SRX, the Buick Enclave? And if you just need a little credit, they can take care of that as well. Simple credit approval process right there, or you can fill out their online app and be ahead of the game at thinkmidway.com, where you can see the inventory with their hassle-free pricing, a nice little tour of each vehicle on the lot. And don't forget to like them on Facebook as well. Thinkmidway.com or visit your Midway Auto Dealership, Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll still take your comments on the Penn State situation, your emails, your phone calls. But in some other football news, Mike Will joining me, Doug Duda, on the program again today as we get ready to head to Big Ten Media Days. Unlike the Big 12, Mike, the Big Ten doesn't have an official coaches or media poll for preseason honors or even for postseason honors. They'll come out Thursday when we get their players to watch. What? Okay, these are good guys on each team. Okay, great. Players to watch. We already know that. So somebody said, I'm going to get a hold of 23 of my buddies, and we're going to do a poll on our own. And these 24 Big Ten beat writers, which would all be newspaper people, have picked Wisconsin and Michigan in the gang that we've had on our 12 teams in 12 days so far. Everybody's picking Wisconsin, although we had at least one or two people say, I think Ohio State, even though they can't go to the championship game. And on the other side, the funny thing is, when we had Michigan on, that was like the one person that didn't think Michigan was going to make it into the championship game. Nebraska picked third in the Legends Division behind Michigan and Michigan State. And I can see that happening even with a split between Michigan and Michigan State, because you look at their schedules. Nebraska, all along, I think they're sitting at two, possibly three conference losses.
Name them.
Quit it.
Oh, come on. Quit it. Name them.
We've done that already. Okay.
Not with me.
Well.
Not with me.
Here, I'm just saying, there's some people out there that think Nebraska is going to lose four games. I don't think they're going to lose a non-conference game. So then that gives them a heck of a chance.
Not even UCLA?
No. No. I think 10-2 is a definite possibility, and 9-3 might be with an upset in there. But the two games that you have to look at, losing at Ohio State, because it's on the road the week after Wisconsin, and they're going to have everything they want coming your way. And then, you know, pick it. You got Wisconsin at home, Michigan at home, and Michigan State. I think a chance to beat Wisconsin at home, if Nebraska's as talented as I think they can be, if their defense is pretty good, and Wisconsin's got all these new assistant coaches, and we'll be talking with Tom Mulhern tomorrow about Wisconsin. But going to Michigan State could be tough. Michigan at home, I mean, there's just some tough, tough teams in there. I think you split with Michigan, Michigan State, and you lose at Ohio State. Those are the two that I'm looking at right now. And we'll find out more about the pulse of this team when we go to Chicago this week. What do you think?
Boy, well, I'll take 10-2. If you're going to tell me Nebraska is going to finish 10-2 this year, I'll take 10-2 anytime.
Well, I think avoiding the Northwestern thing, but I think Nebraska is way better than Northwestern, Penn State, Minnesota, and Iowa this year. So win those games. At Iowa could be tough, but it's the last game of the year, and there's going to be stuff on that. There's going to be, you know, whatever's on the line. It's pride if you had a bad season, or it's big-time bowl games and championships of your division if it's not. But Wisconsin, Michigan at home, at Ohio State, at Michigan State. I mean, looking at this conference, unless you're a national championship game team, that's a 2-2 stretch in there.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody that thinks we're going to sit there and run the table. Have you run into anybody like that? That we're going to just go through and run
no.
the table?
Because everybody hates Taylor Martinez. I
know.
I can't
I want to see what everybody else is thinking about Taylor Martinez come Big Ten Media Days on Thursday.
Well,
what's everybody else think of him?
In our Husker Roundtable on Wednesday, one of the things I'm going to find out, he's down there working out with the Mannings for a couple of days down at their camp. So we'll find out.
He was on the West Coast earlier, working with the quarterbacks coach out there, and then he was on the East Coast working with the Mannings in their little camp there. You know, he's got to be better than he was. Yeah, we're going to have plenty of time to discuss this as we move on throughout the week, as we get ready for Big Ten Media Days. What I'm interested in on Thursday, where are you taking me to eat? You took Daddy everywhere to eat. Am I going to be in the same boat? Am I going to be able to eat like three or four times a day? You going to take me downtown for some of that deep dish pizza that I've been hearing about?
You know what? This is a whole different subject. First, Daddy took me. I didn't get to pick where we ate. You know better than that. Daddy picked where we ate. Here's
can I go to the same restaurants that Daddy went to?
Yeah, our bill will be a lot cheaper. I'm a pretty simple person. People get fired up about ribs. Kansas City, All-Star Game, ribs. Chicago, deep dish pizza. It's pizza.
I'm not a rib guy.
It's pizza.
So we can zero that. I would like to try that pizza.
I guess I get a little more fired up over a good old Nebraska steak, or when you get to the coast anywhere eating some great seafood. That fires me up more. So
I'm sure Daddy has found some places where we can go have a steak too. I just got a funny feeling that you guys eat like kings. That's why I'm going.
I got to go to the Dent Popper inbox here because
Oh, man. We want to talk Legion baseball. I've got a couple other stories, a little golf to talk about. This from Anonymous says, today's ruling most importantly gives Jamal Lord an 8-6 record in 2002, with Penn State having to vacate, all those wins. This comes from Carrie in Kearney. She says, here's my thought on Penn State. When people start complaining that innocent players are being penalized for something they knew nothing about, what about the innocent children that were affected by the Penn State cover-up? Just my opinion. Again, we've talked three times, I think, now, just in this 45 minutes, Mike. We've had that. I am trying to separate the two, and maybe they're not supposed to. Maybe you're not supposed to separate the two. But I am trying to separate the two. Something that happened 10 years ago to a demon, or by a demon, to innocent young men, and even for some women that this is going to eventually affect, right now at Penn State. And I guess some people don't want to separate those.
It's a fine line. We could sit here for the rest of the week and talk nothing about Penn State, come up with a jillion different ways that we can really analyze this situation.
And that's,
I just hope that, the penalties are there, the sanctions are there. Let's move on now. We're getting ready for football.
Let's do that. Our last bit about this is our poll question. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Over the weekend, who do you think will win the Legends Division? Imagine that. 59% pick Nebraska, Mike. 59% of Tri-Cities, they pick Nebraska. 35% Michigan. And our lone Iowa fan, was that Eric? Is Eric the Iowa fan? Or Aaron, I can't remember, sorry. Well, I know we have an Iowa fan that always flips us a little crap when it's Iowa. So he voted 6%. You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on what are your thoughts on the Penn State sanctions. Too harsh, too soft, just right. And you go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget to join our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. You get 500 points just for signing up, and you pick up points for voting on the poll question and a variety of other things that give you a chance to just get some free tickets. You can go to a Royals game. You can go to Kearney Raceway Park. You can get some Hy-Vee Deli Pizza and a whole lot more. You can see the list online at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to delve into some Legion baseball. And how did Ernie Els? Is he back? Tiger Woods, is he back? Is Ernie Els back? We're back after this.
Okay, America, Wendell here. This summer, we need to start doing our High Life due. See, for every bottle cap and can tab returned, High Life will donate 10 cents towards showing our vets some love. So fire up that grill and invite over your guys, your gals, and anybody who ever loans you a power tool and start popping tops. It's your High Life duty, America.
Donation split between IAVA and Operation Home Fund. Caps and tabs must be received by September 30th, 2012. Maximum total donation of $800,000 for all 2012 High Life veterans promotions. Minimum total donation $350,000 must be 21 or older. For details, visit MillerHighLife.com. Great beer, great responsibility, Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 15% on all in-stock wood fencing from pickets to panels when you buy in bulk. That could knock any fence project down to size in a hurry. And our wide selection of wood choices and styles puts everything you need within easy reach. So come in, load up, and save a bundle with up to 15% off all in-stock wood fencing when you buy in bulk. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get signed up now for the Coors four-person scramble at the Kearney Country Club August 4th and the 5th. It will also include a practice round for an extra $25 on Friday. Your overall entry fee gives you the two rounds of golf Friday and Saturday, your cart, your steak dinner, four complimentary drink tickets, which I know always pull us, and I won't even just say Mike, us into great golfing events. And, of course, the Calcutta and a whole lot more. There's a Friday night shootout at 6 o'clock. We've got entry forms up on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can contact Kearney Country Club. The pro shop is 308-237-2553. You'll want to get, there's two tee times on Saturday, morning and afternoon, so the earlier you call and get your team in, the better chance you have of your preference of a tee time. So check it all out. 8 and 1:30 on Saturday the 4th, and then everybody goes at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 5th. Always good fun at the annual Coors Miller Golf Scramble, August 4th and 5th at the Kearney Country Club. What a wacky finish to the British Open, Michael. Adam Scott probably still hasn't got out of bed.
I was kind of watching the leaderboard because I was preparing for some American Legion baseball action yesterday, so I had the leaderboard board pulled up. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I thought, what is going on? Is Doug playing? Is Doug playing, or is Adam Scott playing? He bogeyed the last four holes and choked it away.
And just as this comes across, somebody that you might know named Shane says Tiger is back. He's been at the top of the leaderboard for how many tourneys now? The big-time media expects him to win to be back. How much money has he won in the past couple weeks? He is back. Shane Hastings.
I know who that is. I think I have the same opinion. I think he's back.
Well, we talked last week on the show that don't discount Ernie. Because Ernie has been playing well. He's won this before. He's near to strike. But do you realize, Mike, that all three majors this year have been determined by, if you want to use the word choke jobs. The leader hasn't been able to finish it off in any of them. I mean, Jim Furyk in the U.S. Open and Bubba Watson comes back to win the Masters.
I didn't think of that until just now. You're right. Did you see that this morning where now the organization is talking about outlawing those long putters, those belly putters?
Yeah, leave it up to the Brits.
Yeah, they're thinking about
that, man.
Yeah, thinking about eliminating those. And I don't know if Tiger is one of the guys that's kind of leading the charges. Just hey, if you can't putt with a conventional putter, you shouldn't have an advantage.
Well, I know Paul Azinger and a couple of the analysts on Saturday were talking about if it gets windy, which it did yesterday, how that might affect the guys with the long putters. And Adam Scott had a long putter, and he didn't make any putts down the stretch, especially a couple of short ones. And
Didn't he doink like a two-footer, something that you and I are about 98% accurate on?
He bogeyed the easiest hole on the course, downwind, and it went a little deep, but he three-putted back into the wind, and it just wasn't good to hit him.
Goodbye.
Four-stroke lead, four holes. Andy Warnicke did not have any bad putts because he won the club championship this weekend at Metal Arc Hills in Kearney. So congratulations to Andy. He was the best of the best. And I'm not going to tell you how many flights were in this, but Kearney's own mayor, Stan Klaus, won one of those flights. So more pub for our mayor.
Was he in your flight?
That's the sad thing. No, he wasn't, and he still would have whooped up on my butt here. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Let's go to a Husker fan from Hastings who wants to talk about Taylor Martinez. Let's go to the fan line. What's going on?
Well, going back a couple topics, sir, but I get tired of hearing people that don't like Taylor Martinez. Why? What's the issue there?
I agree, brother. I agree. They think the whole reason Nebraska isn't playing in the Big Ten championship or winning the Big 12 championship is because Taylor Martinez has a bad throwing motion. That's plain and simple. And I'll tell you what, when you listen, Mike, back me up here. I don't know if it's exactly the same in the circles you're around, but I can just be sitting anywhere at a restaurant, people walking out of church, people at their place of work. You could be in any of the businesses in your town, and you can overhear somebody talking Husker football and just, I don't know how that Martinez can just, he just throws so terrible. And then you look at the stats, and he's better than Tommy Frazier, and you look at the drop passes. It gets old.
You have to compare him to Tommy Frazier.
Well, I'm just saying, you can crouch. You can look at some of the numbers out there.
He's got good numbers.
That's what I'm talking about. If I'm not mistaken, he's the second fastest to ever reach 4,000 yards in Nebraska history. Now, that's saying a lot. The kid was injured most of his sophomore year with high ankle sprain on one leg and a turf toe on the other. Both of them were serious injuries. And, you know, something that I heard this year is that Taylor, even in high school, has never ran the same offense the following year. This will be his first year. So, in my opinion, our three-year starting quarterback is going to make a lot of fans eat crow his third and fourth season. Go Big Red!
Thanks, Husker fan from Hastings. That's what I've been preaching all along, and I fully believe that we will not have to worry about Taylor Martinez. And don't forget that injury of the bruised sternum that he received from Bo Pelini's finger in the A&M game.
I think he's right, though.
Legion baseball tonight, Michael. Hastings and Kearney.
Tough to beat a team twice.
It does, or six times. But it doesn't mean anything because Kearney is going to play in Kearney in the state tournament and Hastings is going to play in Omaha. This is a pride thing. Maybe your four or five pitcher from either team has a good night tonight and Hastings is going to have to win twice. Give me the opinion of what the Hastings coaching staff is feeling over there. Why burn your guys out when you're going to state later this week?
They feel like they can win the first game and that their pitching staff is better than Kearney's. Kearney has a better batting order and things like that. So they feel if they can get to the second game, they might have Kearney on the ropes, but it's going to be tough. And Kearney is playing extremely well. They beat Scott's Bluff the other day in the winner's bracket final, 23-2.
And Scott's Bluff was the number one seed. Scott's Bluff was the number one seed. You can hear the game at 5 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. If Hastings does win the first game, the second game will follow tonight. Also, for the juniors, it is Kearney taking on North Platte in North Platte tonight to stay alive, and then the winner has to beat Hastings twice to get to state. That has a little more intrigue. Hastings juniors got that big win in the first round over Kearney and then have advanced on, took care of North Platte in the second game.
They have really struggled throughout the year, and I'm sure if you talk with Russ Kindig, who's the head coach at Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes, he's got a young team. They have really struggled, but I'll tell you what. They got out to North Platte, picked up that win over Kearney. They beat North Platte last night. Now they're just kind of waiting around. Now, they had that Saturday off. They didn't have to play just the way the brackets were. So they played Friday, did not have to play Saturday, played Sunday, and now they got Monday off, and they play the championship tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So the bracket set up beautifully for them, and they're delivering right now.
Here's the rest of the area brackets today. Down to three teams in the A6 juniors at Norfolk. Grand Island Wells Fargo will play South Sioux City tonight at 6. Then the winner will have to beat Columbus twice tomorrow. The A6 seniors in beautiful South Sioux City. It will be Grand Island USAVE and Fremont in an elimination game at 4. Winner's bracket, Grand Island Home Federal and South Sioux City at 7. The B5 seniors at Central City, Aurora and Pierce, an elimination game tonight at 7:30. And then the winner will have to beat Wayne twice. Both the games yesterday were one-run games that went extra innings. The B6 seniors are in Minden. Minden and McCook have an elimination game tonight at 5. Broken Bow, of course, everybody rooting for Broken Bow for the things that the kids have had to go through with that horrible accident. And they will play Holdridge at 7:30, but they have a great baseball team. And so those two games are tonight in Minden. The C5 seniors, it is Tecumseh and Davenport Edgar playing in an elimination game tonight in Dakin, and then the winner will have to beat Sutton twice tomorrow, and I'm guessing if Sutton has to throw Lance Sponberg, they will. He's continuing to have an amazing career. What's Mike, do you know what Lance is doing for college?
He's going to Morningside.
Morning.
Yeah, signed with Morningside.
There's another thing. You know, when Daddy was here and we talked about Connor Baronic a lot, where, you know, seemed to have the talent to go above the NAIA level. What's the story with Lance? Doesn't he have the talent? I mean, I think he does
think so.
In a variety of sports.
However, he's not a real big kid, is he? He's like 5 foot, what, 10, 11?
He's a big kid on the basketball court, I thought. So
he might be bigger than that. But
I think he's about 6'2 and pretty built, but whatever the case may be, that surprised me a little bit. Couple other things here. C6 seniors are finishing up at Silver Creek. St. Paul and Shelby Osceola at 5:30. The winner's bracket has DCB and Greeley. C7 seniors at Overton. Overton and Bertrand Loomis have the elimination game at 5 o'clock. Oshkosh, who has not lost, will play Hershey at 8 o'clock. And the Kearney Little Leaguers are headed back to Indianapolis for the regionals, the Midwest regionals that start on the 4th of August. Last year they made it to the finals. That was kind of the biggest story of the year in the Kearney area, coming up one inning short of making the Little League World Series. And also the BNC senior or junior state baseball tournaments that continue today in Chadron and North Bend. And and All-Star, those coaches down in Lincoln, Mike, they're vehemently, you know, they're very disciplined in going to all those meetings. And then you've got the All-Star basketball tonight, volleyball tomorrow, softball on Wednesday.
Got some area kids playing in all those particular games, so good luck to them.
How about, and we didn't bring this up last week, how about Shaw and the way she came over to Miss Basketball? They won the championship, and she just tore it up.
I didn't see a lot of that action over there, but hey, she's a good player.
Man, good stuff over at Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms playing tonight. So's Hallie Bauer of Minden, Courtney Aiken of Centura, Shelby Hammond Amherst, Sydney Seaberger of Lexington, Chelsea Morton Holdridge, Jeff Thober of Ravenna is one of the coaches on the boys' side, Connor Veronica Ravenna, and Carson Bloom of Minden. Cornhusker State Games had their first successful weekend. And Michael, anything else you want to touch on before we get on out of here?
I'm going to get ready for Big Ten Media Days, and we'll see you in Chicago, huh?
All right, buddy. We'll let you work tomorrow, get some baseball going, and don't forget Kearney Hastings Baseball on 1230 KHAS coming up with all the excitement that is tonight starting at 5 o'clock. That's going to wrap things up for Mike Well. I'm Doug Duda. Thanks so much, folks, for joining us on the program today. We did devote as much as you wanted to, as the listeners, to Penn State and the sanctions. And I guess I kind of got the feeling that a lot of people might be looking elsewhere today, because you know it's going to be wall-to-wall coverage on ESPN Radio today about Penn State, but that's not all that's going on in the sports world. So, folks, tomorrow we'll preview Wisconsin with Tom Mulhern. Also, Chad Martison will be joining us. Cox Classic, that's coming up next week. The field should be set, and we'll talk more with him about that. Also, we'll talk with Kearney's Jason Owen. He is coaching in the Coaches Association All-Star Volleyball game tomorrow. So a full show, and then our Husker Roundtable on Wednesday, then live from Chicago Thursday and Friday. Mike, have a good day.
All right, good.
We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.